This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins had some early success against reigning Cy Young winner Tarik Skubal last night. They nicked him for 3 runs in the third, but Detroit rallied to beat Minnesota in 11 innings at Target Field 4-3. Minnesota manager Rocco Baldelli was booted from the game in the bottom of the 11th inning when Ryan Jeffers' foul tipped a ball that may or may not have hit the dirt. The ump called him out, and Baldelli went nuts.
The only way you can probably get the best idea of whether or not that ball was fouled off or not is just look at the ball. And he wouldn't look at it. And I don't know why he wouldn't look at it. I have a lot of respect for John. I don't know why he just wouldn't look at it. It would give everyone in the ballpark, especially him who's responsible for the call, the best idea of whether or not that ball was truly fouled off or not. And it's a huge moment.
Game two of the series is tonight. The AAA Saints beat Omaha last night 14-5 in Nebraska. The Vikings wrapped up their second of 2 days of joint workouts with the Patriots in Eagan yesterday and looked really good. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy says it was fun putting on a show for the fans.
You know, just want to express my gratitude towards all the fans. You know, you've been absolutely fantastic coming out here, packed house every time there's an open practice. So just want to say, you know, all of us, myself included, really appreciate you guys and can't wait for the season.
The Vikes and Pats play a preseason game tomorrow at U.S. Bank Stadium. McCarthy will not play. One of the marquee summer sporting events in Minnesota is underway in Brainerd. It's the 43rd annual NHRA Nationals. Four-time Top Fuel champion Antron Brown says,
"We broke the record here in Brainerd several years ago. We're the first car to go in the 3.6 second range here at the racetrack, and we went on to win the championship that year. I think that was in 2015 or 16. I remember going 330-plus miles an hour. Now we're doing 340 mile an hour is the mark now, so we're really close to that in 339, and maybe this week, if the condition's right, we could pop that 340 off."
Festivities run through Sunday at BIR. This is MNN Sports.